Quoted for quality assurance.
Thank you for calling FedEx. This is Christine. Let me help you.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I could be better. Anyway, I guess the reason I got transferred to you is I allegedly got sent a package from somebody, a business that has an account with you guys, and when I asked him to what's the tracking number, he says, "Well, let me look in my history," and I was just told that if somebody sends something, then the history of the package and the tracking number and the shipping information is in there. Is that correct?
Okay, unfortunately, I haven't spoken to anybody. What information did you give to pull that up? Do you have an account number or?
No, it was sent to me from somebody who has an account number with you.
Okay. Let's see here. And what is your first and last name?
My first and last name is Mark, M-A-R-C. Sobers, S-O-B as in boy, E-R-S. And supposedly the package was shipped on the 28th of last month.
Okay. And what is your, we'll try to find some information here. What is your telephone number?
337.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sobers. And your address?
It would have been shipped to 312 Lafayette. You know how to spell that?
Oh, that's fine. This is it, Ed.
Lafayette, Louisiana. On the 28th.
Okay. And what's the zip code there?
I always get that mixed up. 70506, I believe.
Okay. All right. Let me take a quick look here, if you don't mind to hold for me for just a second.
Okay. And did you want the name of his business?
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
It's Aces Deals or acesdeal.biz.
Okay, and you said there was also an account number, correct?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's his account.
Okay, that's fine. Great. Just a second. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. This is Cyber. Thank you so much for helping. Sorry again for that delay there.
No problem.
Other than that one that you are expecting on Monday, I did another search. The only other package that comes up here for me was one that was delivered on the 14th.
Exactly. Exactly. I have just a couple more questions for you. Just for future reference, when somebody sends something to somebody and they give an email, you know, I've always gotten the email notifications from you guys so I can track it. So is that your policy?
It is.
Okay, so that was another thing, is I never got an email saying, you know, giving me a tracking number for that. And one other thing, that thing that's coming to me on Monday, that's, I know it's coming overnight, I don't want it. I really don't want it. It isn't everything that I asked for. It's the business where I work. Is there any way, so instead of just saying to the person at the front desk, you know, don't sign for it, would it be possible for me to like write a note that can be given to the delivery person? You know what I'm saying? In other words, I don't want it.
Either that, or I can put a request to have the package stopped and returned back to the shipper.
So I have the power to do that. I didn't think that I did. That's why I didn't even ask that.
Any customer can have that requested. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to make that request, please.
Okay, sure. I'll get you a case number and I'll be right back, okay?
Sure.